Yeah, that's right. You're here with Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel Show, IDC Power TV. And you know what I do. I play that toe-tapping, foot-stomping, make you want to get up and shout gospel music. And today and today only, y'all are being blessed by a man of God. I'm telling you, he's here. He's going to be talking with us as we do the show. It's none other than Pastor Kenneth Hendon. Say hello to the people, Pastor Hendon.
Hello.
You know, I know he's a little shy. His first time on the radio, y'all, but don't worry about it. He's gonna pick it up because, you know, like I say, when you're a man of God, you don't have to worry about that. You just say what God tell you to say and you just move on. And that's one thing I can say about this man, and I'm glad to be a member of his church. By the way, if you don't know where his church is, it's at 544 Clay Street. That's on the corner of American and Clay. And you're more than welcome. Aren't they welcome?
Oh, they always welcome. Yeah. Bring family. Bring friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We're going to bring family, friend, anybody. If you want to come and you want to hear the message and you want to get some food, you know, that's where to be. Right about now, we're going to keep it going. And we have anointed. And it's called If We Pray. We're going to be back with Pastor Hendon in a few minutes. He's going to be, you know, talk to you a little bit. And we're going to ask him a few questions. You don't know what they are, but all I can say, see, when I'm in church, I'm in his house. But he's here now, so he's mine. No, I'm not going to bring him anything that he can't answer because, you know, you're a man of God. Everything is good for you anyway. Here we go. Anointed If We Pray. Okay, that was anointed. If we pray, I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to try to pray every chance I get because I need it. You know, like I say, you know, I ain't what I used to be, you know, but I'm still growing. Right now, we're back when we have Pastor Kenneth Hendon in the studio. And first of all, Pastor Hendon, tell us, you know, after I come into your church, I realized that we talked. I realized that we know some of the same people. We're not going to go back into that.
Okay.
But on here, I tell everybody what I used to be.
Okay.
You know, I ain't I'm not saying I'm proud of it, but that's part of my life that has made me grow.
That's right.
And people look at it as though, you know, why are you talking about it? You know, just go on and move on. Now, what do you think about that? What do you think that you should just cover up what you used to be, or should you just be let people know because you transformed?
Well, see, my whole take on that is that, first of all, you know, those things that we were, that we used to be, is a testimony based on what we are right now. If no one ever knew that I had a past life,
mm-hmm.
how would they ever know that I ever really truly was transformed into a new life?
Okay, all right.
Okay, so furthermore, I mean that we all have our ex something.
Thank you.
We all are ex something. We you know, a lot of times we measure how you sin based on how the world measure law. And if someone has, for instance, if a murderer murders someone that stands out, and he's considered worse than a thief.
Right, right.
So when we look at how we used to be, we all have been, you know, based upon God himself, he has shown us that what we used to be is an empowering mechanism to move forward to what he wants us to be.
Uh-huh.
How could I ever know what it's like to have it good if I never had it bad?
My exact sentiment.
You know, so I believe that our past must be displayed to people that they will know that it's okay to have been that way. And that's also a way of showing people that you don't have to stay that way.
All right.
That we can change.
Yeah. Well, see that's my whole sentiment. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you knew this, but I used to be over the road driver, not too long ago. And what I did was I took some CDs that I made here and I actually made copies. And when I get to a truck stop, you know, they have this little table. So I was setting them out and I'm setting them out. So I was looking at the email address that I put on there. And I found that a lady's husband who had been driving truck, he came home and he did his little, you know, 2-3 days at home. And then he left. And when he left, he suddenly came back. And she said this was unusual for her. So in the email, she said that her husband came home and told her that he had heard these CDs. He got these CDs at the truck stop. And he heard this, and he heard a man talking about what he used to be, how bad he was out there. And he realized that if I was talking about that, and I could change, that he could change. So he came home. He started telling his wife all this. Now, I don't know if I would have went to the extremes that he did, but no. I mean, I'm being honest. She put in the email that he told her about all the women that he was messing with and everything, all the drugs and alcohol. But today, they are still together. He's been to drug rehab. They are doing much better. And for me, I thank God that I put those CDs out there.
That's
right. Because he heard the music. He heard me telling the people. He heard me talking about my son. He heard me talking about people, talking to other people who have been through the same thing. And that's one of the things that I always try to get out.
Well, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible. Gospel according to St. John, I think it's the 8th or the 6th chapter. I think it's the 8th, 832. That says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Right.
A lot of times we are held hostage by our lies. You can't tell. There's no such thing as a half-truth. It has to be the truth. You know, and so when you began, I was listening to the story you was telling about the man that went home and told his wife all these things. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to tell the story, tell the whole story. Because the purpose of people telling the story, that they may be free from it. All the deceit and all the lies in the past. We have to continue to cover those things up. And God has been gracious enough to give us a new start. And we must start a new life honestly. And so, yes, he went home and told his wife about all of these things. And at the end of the day, it was the fact that he can forgive himself as well as she can forgive him as well. So, yes, it's by all means do we stand up and tell people exactly who we are. And I'm one first to do that. I have a testimony as well. You know, I have not always been a pastor. I have lived a reckless life for most of my life. Now, sometime is not for me to go in descriptive and describe it, I mean, act for act or scene for scene. But the general purpose of testifying is that we give God glory through our testimony. We give great comfort to those that may be still suffering as we're suffering. You know, it also allows to see sometimes people to see that where they are, they don't have to be there. And they can move forward. That's the greatest thing about a testimony. I believe a lot of times, as a pastor myself, I'm very adamant about letting people know that who I am.
Uh-huh.
Because see, then I don't allow you to put me somewhere I can't sit.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
And I don't allow you to sit in a place that you can't be removed from.
Okay. Hey, Pastor, we're going to come back right about now. Hey, I want to let y'all know, if you're out there walking around, you're going to see two guys. There's Raphael and Orlando. As you see Raphael walking around there, he has a bag, and the bag has Stockton Ports on it. In that bag, there are four baseball bats, mini baseball bats, and four baseballs. In about 2 minutes, we're going to ask the question. And anybody that answers that question will get their choice of one mini baseball and bat and one baseball. This is courtesy of the Stockton Ports and Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel. You know, besides the toe tapping, we want to make sure that you're happy in all kind of ways, anything that we can do. So listen up. I said 2 minutes, but first of all, we're going to play this song, and we're talking about changing. So this is the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and they're talking about moving. And if you ain't never been nowhere, if you've been living in the same house all the time, then you ain't got to worry about moving. But this is Mighty Cloud of Joy. They're talking about moving on up. This is Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel, IDC Power 89.5.
I can feel the spirit moving.
Hey, okay, that was the Mighty Clouds of Joy Moving. And you're back with Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel Show, that toe-tapping, foot-stomping, make you want to get up and shout gospel music. Now, it should be some young men out there. I'm not sure. I was told one went on lunch. But if you see him walking around, he has a white Ports. He has a bag. It's white and has Stockton Ports on it. Now, if you're out there and you want to win one of those baseball bats and one of those balls, if you don't see him, come to RTV, Shima 146, and ask them to direct you to Brother Ron. And if he's not out there and nobody is there for you, if you come in here right now, this second, if you come in here, you can get one of those baseballs and one of those mini bats right now. All you got to do is walk in the door. If nobody's out there to answer the question, the question is, who sings Never Would Have Made It? Now, if there's nobody out there, of course, you can't answer that question. So come in here, and I will give you that bat, that mini baseball bat, and the balls from Stockton Ports. Now, I mean, I don't know. If you live in Stockton, you should want a Stockton Ports baseball. It's one of the newest balls they have out. So all you got to do is walk in right now. If you want to win one of those mini baseball bats and a Stockton Ports baseball, walk in, ask for Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel Show. They will direct you back here, and you can have one of those. The offer is going. You better hurry up. I'm getting impatient. You know, I ain't a very patient person. I know I should be. Okay, offer going once. It's going twice. Do I have any takers? Okay, well, I guess we're going to hold on to those baseball bats just a little bit longer. But later on in the show, we're going to be giving away a voucher for four seats at the Stockton Ports Baseball. They are not good for opening day. They are not good for the 4th of July. But you can go in there anytime. Along with that, we are giving away a large Easter basket and a baseball bat that was actually used by one of the Stockton Ports players. Now, this baseball bat is broke, which means one of two things. Either he knocked a home run or he hit a foul ball. Whatever the case, what you can do is you can take that baseball bat in there with you, tell them that you got it from Brother Ron, and they will allow you to bring it in, and you can get that signed by the Stockton Ports baseball players. This is the only place you can get this done. You can't get it done. Even the sports animal can't get this done because I got the hookup. Right about now, though, we're back with Pastor Hendon. We're going to continue to talk to him, you know, because me personally, you know, I like getting fed the word. And I forgot what we were talking about. We were talking about the past, right? We're
talking about past testimonies.
Yeah, well, let's get on and talk about it. I mean, because a lot of people, I notice a lot of students always walking by, and it's like they don't have a past. And maybe they don't. No, they got to. I mean, regardless of their age, they have a path. They've done something. And at some point in their life, they've changed.
Yeah. Well, see, understand something. It's not a past if you're still living in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people, you know, look at life and say, what I used to do. Well, you know, what you used to do only can help you do better is if you acknowledge that you have done that. Now, a lot of times we want to be better, and we only can get better, through my belief, is through that of understanding the Word of God. Information is very valuable. There are a lot of students here that invest a lot of money in learning so that they can get that degree and move on in their life and become productive financially, economically, but a lot of times we just overlook that spiritual education that we need, that we can be elevated from a spiritual perspective and understanding that our spiritual life is just as important as our physical life, you know, and taking care of our spiritual. If we neglect it, a lot of times we find ourselves in situations that really and truly indeed that we don't want to be in. So I'm apt to believe that, yes, we all can change, but change does not come by osmosis. Change come by work and application. And a lot of times we want the paycheck, but we don't want to do the work. And so you find a lot of people that is more comfortable for me to stay in the place that I'm at because I'm comfortable with it. I'm used to doing it, even though it's not working for me. I'm going to tell a story about a man and a dog. It was a man that had a dog, and so this other guy would always walk past, and he would see the dog on the porch, and the dog would be growling and whining and crying. And so one day he asked the dog's owner, "What is wrong with your dog?" So the dog's owner said, "Well, he's sitting on a nail." So the man left right there and said, okay. About a week later, he came back again. He seen the dog doing the same thing. And he asked the man again, "Well, what is wrong with your dog?" He said, "He's sitting on the nail." So the man asked the owner, he said, "I need to ask you a question. Why don't he get up off the nail?" And the owner said, "Well, it's not too uncomfortable for him yet." So a lot of times change does not come until the situation gets to be uncomfortable. So that's the pretty much basics of changing from that of what we used to do to what God wants us to do. And there's a purpose for each and every last one of us. And it's not to destroy ourselves, but it's to live a life of peace and tranquility and joy and really, really enjoy the things that God has placed here for us to enjoy. There's nothing wrong with the things that God has placed here for us. You know, a lot of times people believe that they can't do this or they can't do that. If they began to live a spiritual life, I am not a religious man at all. I'm a spiritual.
All right.
I am a spiritual man. There's a great difference.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great difference. And so a lot of times people believe that they can't do certain things because, you know, they serve God, but that's not true. It's not what you do that makes it bad. It's how you do it that makes it bad. Right. You know, it's nothing wrong with having a toe tapping, heart stomping good time. You know, it's nothing wrong with snapping your fingers. It's nothing wrong with expressing the joy that you have inside. It's just that you do it in a way that it shows great admiration first for God and then also for yourself, you know. So
that's right. I think people, you know, they've always told me, you know, when I started this show, Pastor Hinton, that has always been my model, to have toe tapping, foot stomping, make you want to get up and shout.
All right.
Gospel time. The main thing, gospel time. Because I know when I was out there in the world, when I went to the club, that's what I did. I got out there, I stomped my foot, and I shook my butt, and I did everything else. But, so why can't I do it now?
But you know, Brother Ron, you know, a lot of, you know, like you said, a gospel good time.
That's it.
But you got to understand, a lot of times people don't know what the gospel is.
Okay. But I know you finna tell us.
I'm going to tell them what the gospel is. So then you will have a gospel good time.
All right.
And the gospel is good news.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the message of the gospel is that Jesus was born. He lived. He died and he rose.
That's right. That's right.
That's the good news.
Yep.
Now watch this here. When we have a newborn child, we enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy and celebrate that.
Right.
You know, when people are dead in the midst of drugs and alcohol or just living a life of destruction, period.
Right.
And they come up out of it, we rejoice in that.
That's right.
That's all we're doing. You know, there's nothing wrong with listening to music as long as the music that you listen to is within the means of what your transformation has brought to you. You know, I like hip-hop music.
Yeah.
I love music as in a general, but there's sometimes the lyrics are a little bit too explicit, so I don't listen to those things.
Yeah.
You know, I can't have a gospel good time.
Not on
some of the stuff, but, you know, I love to dance. I enjoy my life today. I truly enjoy my life. You know, I hear a lot of people, Brother Ryan, you know, when we was in the world, we go to the club.
Yeah.
And we go out and we get drunk.
Mm.
You know, we fall down and people ask the next day what happened.
Mm.
And you don't know nothing about what happened that night. You did some things that maybe you should not have even done. The only difference now is when you're having that gospel good time, you remember what happens. You remember how you clapped your hands. You remember how you stomped your feet. You remember how you turned in a circle.
Yeah.
You remember how you shouted and screamed and laughed and the jokes that was told and the admiration that was given amongst the people that you were celebrating
that's
with.
That's it. That's
and,
it.
And that's the gospel good time.
That's it. That's true.
You know, Brother Ron, I love the fact that we are able today to express ourselves freely.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I really understand the meaning of the freedom of speech.
Yeah.
A lot of times we say things that we are not even, that's not even what we want to say, but we are controlled by something other than our own thinking. You know, so today that we have the power of the Spirit of God that rests within us.
Yeah.
That it's much easier to find a kind word to say to an individual, even when they say derogatory things to you.
Yeah.
It's much more easy to encourage someone when everybody else is saying you're wasting your time. You know, it's a blessing.
Yeah, that is. That's true. And that's one of the things. But you'll know next week. That's why, you know, I am fixed on right now, John, 1 John 4:20. That's why I'm fixed on that.
Okay.
You know, I am definitely fixed on that because I went around a lot of times, you know, I confessed that I love God, but, you know, I had animosity for these people, anybody else. You know, if they wasn't conforming to what I thought they should conform to, I couldn't deal with that.
Well, you know, Brother Ron, we're not to enforce conforming to God. We're to live it.
Yeah.
That people can see it.
Thank you.
A lot of times people love to sweat. 80% of the things that people do is because of what they see.
Right, right.
You know, so sometimes we have to be the Bible that some people will never read.
Yeah.
By the way that we live it.
Right, right.
I like the fact of the fact that the Bible talks about planting seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And one plants, one water.
Yeah.
But God gives the increase.
That's right.
And sometimes we try to plant water and force the increase. But we can't do that. We just have to continue to do what's right and continue to be encouraging to people.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be patient with people as God was patient with us. You know,
and
there was times in our lives where somebody was praying for us. And that didn't give up on us.
Yeah.
And even today, we're not already there. We haven't arrived yet.
No.
So we have to. So when you look at that scripture, exactly. You know, we confess with our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
We do confess it.
Yeah.
But the problem with that, sometimes the heart have to catch up with the mouth.
That's right. You know, we're going to continue talking, but right about now, we got to pay a little bills and play a little music. Right now, we're gonna have a public service announcement, then we're going to come back. And the lady that's going to be coming up now, and I know if for all y'all that missed her last year in October, Yvonne Cobbs Bay, if we treat her right, she just might be back this year with us. But right now, we're going to have a public service announcement, then coming up is Yvonne Cobbs Bay, and the song is going to be Without You. And because I know if I didn't have Christ in my life, I don't know what I'd do. But this is a public service announcement. Then you hear Yvonne Cobbs back.
Okay, astronaut, you're up. You'll be meeting with Wish Kid Brandon.
Roger, Brandon.
His wish is to see a space shuttle launch.
All systems are go. We are clear for liftoff.
This year, more than 27,000 children will be diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition.
And cowboy?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll be meeting with Shayla at a dude ranch in San Antonio.
Let's saddle up.
Some will miss school. Some will miss time with their family and friends.
Princess, are you here? Oh, yes. Thank you so much for rescuing me from that evil witch. Juliana wishes for a princess-themed room makeover. That sounds magical.
But with your help, the Make-A-Wish Foundation can lift their spirits and give them a special kind of hope.
Pirate.
Yar.
You're up for Isaac's wish.
Aye, aye, Captain.
The wishes of thousands of children are waiting to come true.
You can help make my wish happen. Visit wish.org today.
Oh, Lord.
This is Yvonne Cobb's Bay Without You. This is Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel Show. We'll be back with Pastor Hinman in just a few minutes. But I can't make it without you. This is Yvonne Cobb's Bay.
Who will worship him in spirit and in truth? Come on, let's just worship him. Let's just worship him. We worship you, Lord. My healer, my provider. You're my Lord. You're my Savior, my Master, my Keeper, my Deliverer. We worship you.
Hey, y'all, you know, we're back. This is Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel Show, and we're back right now. And we're going to be talking to Pastor Hinton in just a few minutes, but if Orlando or Raphael, if you're out there, could you come into the radio room? We need to try to give away this stuff today. I really don't want to take this stuff home with me, but now if you don't know, nobody wants it. I'm quite sure I can walk out there and get away. We have... I think I've lost my two people to giveaway stuff, but we have four mini baseball bats and four baseballs that we're giving away. And at the end of the show, we're going to be giving away, which is in about 15 minutes, we're going to be giving away a voucher for 4 tickets to the Stockton Ports Baseball, a large Easter basket, and a broken baseball bat from the Stockton Ports that you can take and have it signed by the player of the Stockton Ports. And in the next couple of weeks, we will have tickets to open the night as we did last year. But so right now, if you're walking across and you hear this, come in. If nobody's standing out there, come in, get you a baseball, mini baseball bat, a baseball from the Stockton Ports. We're giving that away right now. And what we're going to do is we're going to let Pastor Hendon come and give you all a few words. And I got to step out here and check and see what these people are. So the next voice you hear is Pastor Hendon. He's going to talk to you for a few minutes. I don't know what he's going to talk about, but... See, he's looking at me like, "Bruh, Cunningham, brother, run! What are you saying?" We're gonna continue, like we were just talking. We were talking about some of the people coming into the, you know, that really don't want to come to church because they have this thing with the offering plate. They have this thing with the, you know, every time the pastor talks, he's saying, "Well, we gotta take up money." I know. I was raised in the South, and what we had 5 offerings during one service. And I remember this because, like you were saying, my grandmother gave me money for Sunday school and church. And I was supposed to divide that. But see, it was a store right across the street.
That's right.
It was right across the street. What we had to do, we had to take turns to sneak because we had to cover for each other. The kids had to cover. So we took turns, snuck over there, got what we wanted to come back. And we hide in the woods because we're in the country. So we hid in the woods, and we would eat the food, whatever we bought back. And when church come in, we kept enough so we could put some. They see our hand going in there and hear some change dropping. Because them old folks listen. They hear, I don't know what. They had radar or something. And they was actually here if you didn't put stuff in. So could you talk about that a few seconds? Let me go find out these guys.
First of all, I need to say that a lot of times when we come to church, we come expecting the worst because we have experienced some bad experiences. A lot of times people are wounded by bad experiences, so they look upon and they put us all churches in the same category to say that we're all the same. But in anything in life, you have those things that are good and those that are not. You have people, even in the music industry, that do it the right way. Then you have those that do it the wrong way. Even in school, you have people that come to school, go to class, learn, do the things that's required that they may reap the benefits from it. Then you have those that don't. So when you look at the churches, you know, I was not so much raised in the church. I had been to church, and I was talking to Brother Ron about how I would go to church because my mother would give me that quarter to go and put in the offering plate. But I would take that quarter and I would go to the store and buy candy. So I never had an issue with the offering plate. But I never really had an issue with church because a lot of times I didn't go for the right reason. So when I started going for the right reason, I began to look for something other than what was wrong and grasp those things that I believe would benefit me in my life. And more than anything, it was the teaching of the Word of God that empowered me to be better. So that's what I gravitated to. I was not concerned about the financial aspect of what they were getting or what they were asking for, because giving is something that's what it is. Giving is not about forcing someone to put money in the plate. It should be given from your heart. In the Bible, it talks about being a cheerful giver. And a cheerful giver is one that's happy to give for the sake of just giving. Now, everybody don't have the spirit or the gift of giving. You know, some people, you know, they have a hard time giving anything, whether that's not just money, but even encouragement or even inspiration or even understanding. So all of these things when you talk about giving must be generated within an individual before they can begin to exercise the gift of giving. But I look at giving, money is not the most important thing in the world. And I think a great emphasis is put on money. And I believe that a lot of people don't understand that more money, more problems, you know. But the church is in the community that it may be a living organism within the community that it can help the community to become a better community. And ministries are moved by the donations that are given from the people. But when the donations come into the church, they're for the fatherment of the people to help your community become better. If the people didn't give, then I wouldn't be able to have the food ministry that I have at the church every Thursday, where we pass our food to people that's less fortunate than others. You know, if it wasn't for the giving of individuals, I would not be able to visit convalescent homes and give to the sick and give to those that has been left aside. I wouldn't be able to help the elderly that don't have enough to buy food for a full month. I would not be able to help young people in that of scholarships to go to school. You know, so there's many benefits when people give, and more importantly, you benefit from giving. A lot of times people don't get anything because they don't give anything. You know, it's sort of like if you got your hands balled up and closed tight trying to hold on to something, and there's something else in front of you that's better than what you have, you can't grab what's in front of you because your hands are already filled up with something really that's not even benefiting you. And a lot of times that's what happens. We miss our blessings because of our lack of trusting the process of giving. And so I'm really glad that I had an opportunity to share that, because the greatest thing about God and his principles, they're set forth for us to follow. And it's not about what man does that we follow them. It's about following them because they're right to follow. And each one of us have to stand in the presence of God based on what we have done or have not done. And I don't want to be caught not doing right. So, you know, I thank God for his principles, and I hope that if you have that mindset about the church, or you feel like you have been treated unjust, that's just one local body that you have been treated unjust in. That's why there are many of them, that you may have an opportunity to receive those things that God wants us all to adhere and have. You know, God does not desire for us to kill one another and to defeat one another. We're here to love and encourage and inspire each other by the way that we treat one another. And there's a great scripture in the Bible that talks about, how do you know that you're saved? Because you love the brethren or the sister. It doesn't matter. But just because that agape love generates in your heart and you want to share it with anyone, it doesn't matter if they're like me or they're not like me. No, it doesn't matter what race, creed, or color. Doesn't even matter what sexual origin they are or what sexual preference they have. I am to love each and every mankind that walks this earth, and you are too. All right.
That's right. That's right. And we are very grateful for Pastor Henley coming in out of his busy schedule to share some time with us. And we really appreciate it. And believe me, this is not the last time that he will be here if I have anything to do with it. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about setting up a day that he can come in and do his whole sermon. Now, I see people are standing out there, and we know that it's almost that time. But right about now, I'm going to play this song. And all you got to do is listen to this song. I'm going to give you the name of the song. All you got to do is see some guys out there. And matter of fact, if I can get one of them to come in here, either Orlando or Raphael, to come in here and get this Easter basket. And I think Orlando might have the tickets in his pocket. I don't know. But if you will listen, and Orlando, if you come in, get the bat in the, and he get everything. Now, I'm about to play a saying, everything, the basket, get the bat too. Get the broken baseball bat. They get up. You get them that broken baseball bat, because they can take that. They can take that broken baseball bat and get it into the game at that day and get it signed by the Stockton Port. This is one of the official bats. Now, I'm not going to tell you who had that bat in the hand, because I don't know. But if you listen, I'm finna play a song now. The name of this song is But God. It is by Ron Winings. And if you listen at it at the end of this song, see how simple it is just to win some on Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel. Right after this song play, I'm going to ask you again, What's the name of this song or who sung it? Either one. But that's all you got to do is tell me that, and you can win those tickets, the voucher, the Easter basket. And matter of fact, let's just play the song.
By grace are we saved, because of him who rose from the grave. Not a deed that we've done to deserve the gift of his son.
Yes, everybody but listen, in about 4 minutes, you want to have a chance to win an Easter basket, a voucher for 4 baseball tickets to the Stockton Ports, and a broken baseball bat that you can get signed by Stockton Ports players. Easter baskets and a broken baseball bat. And we're not going to let Laura tell y'all about that broken baseball bat, okay? Because he'll tell you it's a home run baseball bat, okay? No. No. But the name of the song is But God. The singer is Ron Winant. Hello, Mel. How you doing? I see you. That's okay, Melissa. You don't got to wave your hand. I see you anyway. That's another song. But anyway, now if you want to win those tickets, just listen up this song. Matter of fact, I'm going to cut this song right now. The name of the artist is Ron Winings. The name of the song is But God. All you got to know is which one I'm going to ask you. You never know. But it's coming up. But you know, I used to be something, but I'm not that anymore. If it wasn't for God, it wouldn't be right here, right now. Because I've been through some things. So once again, here we go. We're getting ready to give away this large Easter basket. And I know you see Raphael and you see Orlando out there. All right, are you ready? Are you ready to win this large Easter basket? A voucher for 4 tickets to the Stockton Ports baseball game. Good except on opening night and 4th of July. A broken baseball bat you can take in there, actually take in there with you and have it signed by the Stockton Ports player. And right about now, we're about to do this. We're not going to prolong it anymore. I know Pastor Hendon has things he's got to do. He's a busy man. But right about now, if you see Orlando and Raphael, I need y'all to be present. The first person that can give you the answer to this question, who was that song by that I just played? The name of the song was But God, and who sung it?
Silence isn't good for radio.
I know it's not good for radio, but I'm just hoping that they walk in here and I see somebody. Who sung But God, the song that I just played? And we're looking for an answer. We hope that somebody's out there. And while we wait on that answer, I see Lucky's walking around and everybody. And, you know, it's so simple because I just told you the answer. And that has been the name of the artist that sings the song But God. Okay, does anybody know? Nobody knows. I tell you, I don't know. Maybe y'all ears are clogged up. I tell you what, one more chance. We're going to ask you the same question we asked last week. Who is the artist that sings Stomp? Going once, going twice. The artist that sings Stomp. Matter of fact, he's one of the well-known artists. He just has a video that came out that would help the Haitian people in the wake of the hurricane. So I'm asking, who sings Stomp? I bet you if I ask y'all who was the man up there shaking his booty on the stage last night, I bet everybody know that. Okay. See, we don't have a winner. Do we have a winner? Do we have a winner? Do we have anybody that wants to win those 4 tickets, a voucher for 4 tickets to the Stockton Ports baseball? You know what? If I can't get anybody, I'm going to walk out there and I'm going to give it to the first person that I see that even look like they want to win. No, I'm not getting away. I'm not taking nothing home with me. I'm going to walk around and somebody's going to give me an answer to something. You know, I just don't do it like that. I can't hold a. Now, see, he said next week we're out of school. See, that is bad. I got crew coming in here telling me to take it home and give it to somebody else. What is wrong with y'all? I mean, please tell me because I don't understand it. Somebody's giving away a voucher for 4 free tickets. I see you walk by. I give you a simple question.
You gave the answer.
I gave the answer, and you still don't want it. Maybe y'all think that this is some false giveaway or something. But first of all, this is Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel Show. And if I tell you I'm giving it away, it's given away, and it's for real. I do not give away. I do not mention something that is not real. But you know what? If you don't want it, you know what? I guarantee you, I can walk out of here, walk outside Delta College, walk on the street, and give somebody this basket. Raphael, you know what, Raphael? See what? You know what? This. I'm putting it like this. I got people out there that stands out there every week. One more time. Young lady, we're going to leave. Stop, stop, stop. See, you don't want them winning either. See, that's the thing. You know what, Raphael? You just got you four tickets, a voucher to go to the Stockton Ports ticket anytime except opening night and 4th of July, a large Easter bath, and take the broken baseball bat. But you know what? That's okay. Because I'm going to continue to give stuff away because this is what God has ordained me to do. So I'm going to do it. If you don't want it, somebody will take it. So this is Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel Show. We're going to play one more song, and then we're out of here. Raphael, who plays the best gospel music on Stockton?
Brother Ron, of course.
That's what I'm talking about. And here we go. Hey, we're going to play this. We're going to play this last song, and we're out of here. Next person coming up is going to be Lord Talkman, the sports animal. We love you. We thank Pastor Hendon. Pastor Hendon, for coming with us. Anything you want
to
say?
No, I was happy to be here.
All right. We're going to have you back.
I want the Easter basket.
Don't you worry about it. We got plenty more coming.
I got a quick question real quick.
Okay.
When you asked who plays the best gospel music, there's a girl out there that didn't say your name, but she did say 89.5. Does that count as a winner?
You know what? Give her. We got a mini baseball bat and a baseball. The young lady just said 89.5. So we play the best gospel. We play the best everything. I told you, I'm not leaving here today with anything in my pocket. Everything must go. You know them sales that when places are closing down, everything must go. So be back with us next week. Are we out of school next week?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the week after next, be back here with us, and I guarantee you, I'm going to have some opening day tickets.
Okay. Down to school next week.
Another quick question. Mm-hmm. Is staff excluded from winning?
Staff.
Thing
okay, but you too late. Raphael just got it. Staff is not excluded. We give away to anybody.
Okay,
once again, Pastor Hendon, thank you so much.
Hold on, we got to win.
Thank you so much.
There she comes right here.
Come on. Come on, with lady.
Come on in, young lady. Come on in. Come on in. Right now. Hi, I'm Brother Ron. This is Brother Ron's Good Time. Come on up here. Come a little close. Come on. I ain't going to bite you. I ain't going to bite you. We understand that you just answered the question. You got this large Easter bat. They give you everything else? What else did they give you?
He's going to give me the bat and the ball.
The bat and the ball.
Get that one.
Have it all.
But look, you tell your friends every Wednesday from 1 to 2, listen to Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel. That Easter basket is only the start.
Oh, okay, good.
Every year we give away Stockton Ports baseball tickets. And we just want everybody to know that. Right here in Stockton, there is somebody that cares. God loves you. Who plays the best music?
89.5.
Come on, you got to say it a little louder than that.
Go ahead.
89.5.
That's right, 89.5 and Brother Ron's Good Time Gospel. Thank you once again, Pastor Hendon.
God bless you.
We'll see you next time.
All right, now.
All right.
Thank you so much.
See you guys later.